Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, I think he's, I would say by tonight, the prohibitive nominee. And one of the reasons why I endorsed him, in addition to the fact that I think he'll be the best president, is I think he has the best chance of defeating Barack Obama. And the sooner we coalesce as conservatives around Governor Romney, the more likely we'll win in the fall. And that's what I think is the key point to take out of tonight, which is we need to focus on the fall, not fighting each other into the summer. I think these victories tonight, which are big victories, are great for Governor Romney.
So you think it should be over as of tonight?
Yeah, I'm not in the business of telling people what to do with their campaigns, but I am in the business of trying to defeat Barack Obama, and I think it's best, it's in our interest as Republicans, as conservatives, to coalesce, to unify, and focus on the fall instead of dragging out some long thing in the summer that's going to divide us.
800-510-8255 is the number to keep in mind as we begin another hour of conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what has been and what is and probably what will be in the next 24 hours. The main focus, the results of the Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. GOP primary. That was Congressman Paul Ryan, who thinks that after these wins yesterday, Romney and the GOP better get together. The race is over. Time to focus on Barack Obama. And so that's what we get started in this hour of our talk radio review. Doug Steffen here. Let me first go through the results from yesterday's primary. In Wisconsin, Romney had 42% of the vote. Santorum, 38%. Ron Paul, 12%. Newt Gingrich, 4% of the votes cast in the GOP primary. Maryland, Romney had 49%. Santorum, it was a more distant second, 29%. Newt Gingrich third with 11%. Ron Paul had 10%. And in the District of Columbia, Romney had 70% of the Republican votes cast. Ron Paul second with 12%. Gingrich was third. And Rick Santorum was not on the ballot. So, 3 weeks from now on the 24th of April, Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island will have their primaries. Do you think all the primaries ought to be on the same day? And do you know how important it is to vote in the primary? What I saw and heard was that the turnout was light. Why would that be? Do you not know how important the primary? The primaries, in many ways, more important than is the general election, because you have these all these candidates and you work it through. A lot of people don't get out. They think they've done their job as Americans to vote in the election once every 4 years. That's it. Are you kidding? Come on. 800-510-8255. So we'll get our sort of go-round of the television and radio programs covering all of this so we can get to some context of, again, what you're thinking about all of this. Is it time for Santorum to get out and Gingrich to get out and Ron Paul to get out? Here's Bill O'Reilly talking to one of Fox's political analysts, Charles Krauthammer, about the Romney wins.
Going forward, it looks like that Romney's going to be the guy. What do you do? Say Santorum stays in and makes a Pennsylvania run in his home state. What does Romney do? Does he compete very tough there, or does he basically say, look, I'm going to go after Obama, I'm going to start spreading wide now? What does he do?
What you do is you put a ton of money in ads in Santorum's home state to scare him away or to beat him, but all your rhetoric, all your speeches, all your interviews are about Obama. Not a word about Santorum. Today, Obama went after Romney by name. You know, the campaign has already started on the other side. He cannot sit back. He can't relax. He can't coast. He's got to start the counterattack. Otherwise, he gets defined early in the race, like Bob Dole in 1988, and you're done.
Okay. Now, refresh the viewers' memories. What did the president say about Mitt Romney today?
Well, he was saying that, of course, he called the Ryan budget marvelous. And then he spent this entire speech excoriating the Ryan budget, the budget that the House Democrats have supported. Essentially, it's the blueprint for any social economic agenda the Republicans will do and enact if they get into office.
Yeah, I mean, look, the president is going to play the class warfare game. He's already said it today. Darwinism, survival of the fittest, and that means the people who aren't fit, they get thrown under the bus. That's what he's going to do. And there is an audience for that. Now, I don't know if it's an expanding audience, but there is. But let me ask you something a little bit. Last night, Juan Williams and I gave Romney a little jazz about all the money he's putting into the La Jolla mansion out in San Diego. And, you know, the car elevator and all of this. And to me, yeah, it's his money. He can do what he wants with it. We all understand that. But why do you want to hand that kind of propaganda to the other side? Can't you just wait till the campaign is over? I don't understand that.
Look, he should have done what Obama did with Putin. You say, you know, I'm more flexible after the election. He should tell the contractor, you know, it's too late, of course. But
yeah, but
Romney's
why do you think that Mitt Romney
well,
would
it's
even...
a big mistake. It's a big mistake.
That's what I'm saying. He's a smart
it's
guy.
It's a huge mistake. Yeah, you don't do this. You don't put the dog on the roof, but that was, you know, 20
not
years
a dog
ago.
On
so
the
that's
roof. I mean, I don't mind that.
All right.
As long as a dog.
Put the dog. Well, at least you build a dog a nice kennel.
If
in
I
your
were
mansion.
A dog, I'd rather have the breeze than be in the car with 18 kids. You know, the Romneys have like 35 children. They just in and out and grandchildren. I mean, how many can you wedge in a station wagon? So if I'm the dog, I'm happier up top.
Yeah, but that's not how the real dog reacted. He got kind of sick up there.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, nature
that's not the main issue in this campaign.
It will be.
Nor is the mansion.
But
Obama's, I mean, look, Romney's running for the presidency. He's been running for 6 years.
Right.
He knows about optics. I mean, he has this thing about his wealth. He's unwilling to acknowledge it. In some ways, he's embarrassed about it, the kind of a patrician way of not wanting to talk about it. You know, for self-made people who start out from zero, it's easy to talk about it, like a Donald Trump. It's a, you know, a source of pride. But he doesn't look at it that way, and he should think about this. It's a big mistake. It's going to be used to build the narrative, the patrician out of touch.
You know, it is foolish. You got to wonder what Romney is talking about. And we're down now to thinking about how bad the final round of candidates. Is Romney the best the Republicans can do? Santorum certainly isn't. Gingrich certainly isn't. Ron Paul, well, maybe not as the Republican base would like to have it, but a lot of people in this country think Ron Paul is the man. I mean, you don't hold money against somebody who's been successful, but common sense, I think they hit on something there. What do you think? 800-510-8255, and the attacks begin now. Obama's all over the budget plan that the Republicans have put forth. The class warfare begins, and then you suffer. We all suffer listening to this stuff. How are you going to fix the attacks? Don't fix a doggone thing, do they? 800-510-8255. We'll continue with the talk television and talk radio overview of the results of the primary and where the Republicans are, and your calls as well. In this hour, it's 14 past the hour now.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
800-510-8255. All right, so as I said, we queue up listening to some of the television and radio talk host focus on the results here. Here's former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich talking to Piers Morgan about Rick Santorum's comments that he intends to stay in the race.
It's not my call. It's not Governor Romney's call. It's their call. I'm not wise. I think it always sounds weak when you say that guy has to get out and threaten folks. It sounds weak, and Governor Romney's strong. I do think, however, when you think about it, and once the math begins to be so tough, so difficult, the fundraising dries up. The delegates aren't there. You really have to think about why I'm in this race.
Obviously, Governor Romney's got a problem in the polling with women. Not entirely surprising, given that the social issue debates that have been raging in the Republican Party have been pretty negatively received. How does he rebuild trust in the female vote?
I think that's more a function of the Santorum campaign, quite frankly, and the Democrats using some of Senator Santorum's verbiage to their electoral advantage, to their partisan advantage. I think when the general election, again, when you have one-on-one general election, and they see, again, are reminded of Governor Romney's real views, that gender gap will dissipate rather quickly.
Does Governor Romney want to get stuck into Barack Obama right now? Is he fed up with waiting? He's obviously had a go before a few years ago. He's back in there now. He's clearly the front runner. Everyone assumes he's going to win. Is he champing at the bit to get in?
Yeah, I think a little bit, obviously. No doubt about it. This campaign was built for the long haul. But quite frankly, there's a great philosophical divide. It's what you want. You want great contrast in a presidential election. It's going to be a big, big-time race. Obamacare, immigration, energy, taxes, spending, deficits. They have very profound differences on these issues. So I like philosophical differences between the candidates. It's what the people have a right to expect. They're going to get it come November.
Tell me about Mitt Romney's mood at the moment. How is he feeling in himself, do you think?
You know what? I was with him last week, as you know. He's here in Maryland. And I asked him, you don't look tired. You know, I've been through statewide campaigns. You got to look worse, Mitt. He looks good. He's confident. And look, quite frankly, I'm a person who believes that this prolonged campaign has helped him. It's made him a better debater, made him a better candidate. The burn rate, obviously, on the dollars is the downside, but clearly he's a sharp candidate. He has to be against President Obama. He's a great debater and all that, tough candidate. But Mitt Romney's there. I mean, he has the skill set, not only to compete, but to win. He has the skill set, I believe, the country is looking for, particularly when it comes to creating private sector jobs.
All right, so is that what you want in a presidential candidate? Is that what you're excited about? Is that the discussion that you want to have under the circumstances? Romney, the three victories, and the clashes begin with President Obama. Is that what you want? 800-510-8255. A lot of interesting news on exit polling. We'll have that for you as we continue here on The Countdown.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Following the results of the election, pretty interesting to look at the electorate in Wisconsin, for example. Pretty moderate group there, as they are not too interested in social issues, mostly interested in the economy. So is that the number one issue for you as we get into really the season of Democrat versus Republican? Here's host Dimitri Sotis talking to Alexander Burns from Politico.com about Rick Santorum.
Let's pick up that point that Rick Santorum made. He's talking about accusing Mitt Romney of all the negativity, and that's what's driving down turnout. Is that it, or is it something else?
You know, I think that it's a little bit of a stretch to say that Mitt Romney's negativity is solely responsible for depressing turnout, but certainly the idea that Mitt Romney is not a candidate who has electrified conservative activists, I think that's a fairly straightforward argument for Rick Santorum to be making.
Now, what about this halfway mark for Mitt? That is another milestone, of course, but it's 11:44 that really matters.
It is. You know, I think that the halfway mark is significant, and the gap that you're going to see after tonight, in all likelihood, between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum is most significant at all. The fact that Romney is, you know, it would be a surprise if he did not collect all the winner-take-all delegates tonight. That is a very, very steep hill for Rick Santorum to climb.
And then what does that mean for Santorum? Because we know his home state of Pennsylvania is part of a batch of upcoming primaries, but that would mean he'd have to hang on at least a little longer.
It would, and Santorum, to all outward appearances, intends to press on for another 3 weeks. But, you know, the trick is, even if he wins Pennsylvania, there are four other states voting that day: Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York. Mitt Romney is well positioned to win all those states. So Santorum really needs to hope that he doesn't just win Pennsylvania, that he wins Pennsylvania convincingly enough that it draws attention away from the rest of the map.
Now, your colleague Mike Allen and some other folks there are responsible for putting together Politico's Playbook 2012, and I know you could probably recite this by heart, but just for our listeners, I'm just going to read a little bit. Members of Mitt Romney's inner circle acknowledge they still have yet to solve the key challenge they face in trying to help him win the presidency, finding a way to make an emotionally remote and fabulously wealthy candidate connect with average voters. That very nicely, I suppose, articulates something we've been talking about all along. What happens with Romney and his image?
You know, I think that the ebook puts it perfectly well, and I would recommend that your listeners read it in full. But the challenge for Romney is this is not a guy who has ever, in his entire political career, really figured out how to relate to regular people. And the question is he capable of bridging that gap now at the most important point point in his political life? Or do they need to figure out another way to present him where it doesn't matter as much that he can't relate to people emotionally, that they'll still respect him as a businessman, respect him as a turnaround artist, even if they can't really imagine hanging out around the dinner table with him?
Here's radio host Scott Wilder with thoughts about who to back.
So if Mitt Romney only has to win, 13% of the remaining delegates, it's sort of over. I don't believe in waiting until the convention. I think it's bad on a couple of levels. If Mitt Romney ends up being the nominee, it's bad because, look, some of the people that don't feel 100% for Mitt Romney, but they are sure, that maybe they wanted Santorum in the White House, maybe they wanted Newt Gingrich in the White House, maybe they would tolerate Mitt Romney or Ron Paul in the White House, but one thing they were certain about is they wanted Barack Obama out of the White House. So it wasn't so much about, it's not so much about who's getting in, Romney or Gingrich or Santorum, as it is to many Republicans who we got to get out. That's the most important thing. So for people like that, they're not really keen yet on Mitt Romney. Waiting until the end of the convention, if Mitt Romney's going to end up being the nominee, is not only bad because it gives us limited time to go after Barack Obama, it also gives us limited time to get used to the fact that we got to vote for somebody that maybe wasn't our favorite guy. So I think, if it's... It's a big if, capital I, capital F. If it's going to be Romney, I just want to get done sooner rather than later. It's better for everything. If it's going to be Romney, no matter what, I'd rather it be sooner rather than later.
Lots of buzz on radio websites about all of this. Hey, you can check it out at DougStephan.com. 28 minutes past the hour. More on the countdown focused on the GOP primaries coming up here.
Hi, I'm Lennon.
And I'm Jessica. And we have a new comedy on NBC called Best Friends Forever.
In the show, Jess is going through a messy divorce.
Well, it's tough, but I'm holding it together.
She's really losing her crap, let's
okay.
be honest.
All right.
So I let her move back in with me.
Only now, Len lives with her boyfriend.
So the three of us have to shack up together.
Which is not as sexy as it sounds.
No, it's called Best Friends Forever, not Sex Friends Forever.
I actually had a sex friend in college. Did not end well.
That guy had weird feet.
Yeah, like Frodo feet.
Very sexy.
Ew.
The premiere of Best Friends Forever, after Betty White's Off Their Rockers, NBC Tonight.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The update on the GOP primaries in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington. If you're counting delegates, it's interesting to know that Mr. Romney has 655 of the 1,144 that are needed in order to get the nomination for the Republicans. And let's see, where are we with Santorum? Looks like 278 votes. Santorum won nothing yesterday. Romney came out on top on all three. Is it time for this to be? It wasn't over with Obama and Mrs. Clinton, so what's the big deal? We have very short memories, don't we, huh? It seems almost kind of silly, in a manner of speaking, that we put that, well, this is the news media. Maybe it's just the news media being pretty silly. We all know how irresponsible most of the members of the, what do they call it, the Third Estate are. 800-510, Fourth Estate, Fifth Estate, whatever state it is. Here's Ed Schultz talking to political analyst Karen Finney, Howard Fineman, and Eugene Robinson about Mitt Romney's win.
Does Mitt Romney have the guts to pick Paul Ryan because of this budget plan is going to be really what many people think is going to be a rope around their neck through the campaign? Does he have the guts to pick this guy?
I don't think so. I think we're looking at more of like a Rob Portman. I mean, somebody who's got a little bit more of a profile within the Republican Party. I mean, remember that with Paul Ryan, you know, part of the reason to be sort of appeasing him and be joined at the hip with him is because with him comes Tea Party support, and that he's trying to chip away some of that from Rick Santorum. So maybe Paul Ryan somewhere in the cabinet, that may be the conversation they're having, but I don't think he's going to be the guy down the hall.
Howard, you saw President Obama's speech today. Is the president already assuming the general election between himself and Mitt Romney has become, because this, I believe, was the first time that the president has ever mentioned Romney by name, and he was very, yes, I thought, forceful in his speech today.
Yes, he was forceful to the point of being grimly determined to make the case that the Paul Ryan budget belongs to the Republican Party, that it belongs to Mitt Romney. It's the defining feature of the modern hard right Republican Party, and Barack Obama is prepared to run against it and run against it hard. I was struck at the speech today that he gave before the newspaper editors. He didn't really talk much about his own record. He didn't talk about much about the administration's accomplishments. He focused almost exclusively on the Ryan budget, and that's, I think, at least initially, to try to firm up the base of support within the Democratic Party, what the president's going to focus on.
Eugene, Romney's new attack on President Obama was thrown out tonight, and I guess it is to paint him as out of touch, which I found very surprising.
Here it's enough to make you think that years of flying around in Air Force One, surrounded by an adoring staff of true believers, telling you that you're great and you're doing a great job, it's enough to make you think that you might become a little out of touch with that. And that's what's happened.
Is out of touch a dangerous attack for Mitt Romney to make? I mean, that's a new one on me. If there's one thing I've never heard President Obama being called or labeled, and that is out of touch.
This is an extreme attempt to turn a weakness into a strength or a strength into a weakness. But if I were Mitt Romney, I would walk very gingerly there because, you know, who's the candidate with the car elevator in his house? I mean, you know, this is so we, you know, it was a very interesting evening. The voters of these three, these two states in the District of Columbia have voted, and we seem to be right where we were when we started. We know Mitt Romney is likely going to be the nominee.
800-510-8255. That's a very interesting voice and point of view there. Here from The View yesterday, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley talks to the ladies about what... she's tired of dirt slinging politicians in politics, so here she talks about why we ought to get rid of it. Stop it.
It's a tough question, but I'm going to have to answer. You spent 5 years as a state representative before you ran for governor, and then things got very messy. You were accused of having extramarital affairs that nearly crippled your campaign. You were accused of having affairs with two men. You were married. How do you survive? Oh, by the way, not only is she married, she's been married for 15 years to a terrific guy who's sitting in our audience, Michael Haley, okay? So I'm not sure this would happen with a man, although Governor Sanford, who was the governor, had a few problems, as we know, and his wife left him. Fine. How do you survive this kind of thing?
Well, first of all, you see it for what it is. It happened after Rasmussen came out and said I was in first place. Nobody talked about it for 16 months, and suddenly a month before the elections, you know, two of these things pop up. But the interesting thing is, that's the problem with the media. Don't listen to these unaccountable, anonymous bloggers that are going to go there and throw these things out when we have no facts.
Can throw anything
exactly.
out these days.
And so what we've got to make sure we do is don't listen to people that have no fact or they're unaccountable. Let's make sure that we put facts on the table and let them fall where they may. But it says that it was incredibly tough, and it was something that we didn't see coming. What I did do and what they didn't realize, all it did was motivate me more. It was everything I wanted out of politics.
Nikki Haley talking about dirty politics. And, excuse me, there's plenty of that. You can see the seeds to lots of that stuff right now. Mitt Romney captured presidential primaries in Maryland, the District of Columbia, and Wisconsin. The biggest prize, actually, of the day. The momentum is building. The status is being cemented. He is the certain Republican nominee. New pressure on the other candidates to step aside. The focus is on President Obama and the general election, as it ought to be. And so what is the, in your mind, what's the strategy? If you are running, what would you do? What would you urge Mitt Romney to do as he pivots from those who are running against him as Republicans to looking at Barack Obama? The essence of all these contests are kind of significant and interesting to look at. Newt Gingrich seemed, or seems now, I think maybe the present tense, to just sort of be coalescing. And from CBS's Face the Nation, let's listen to a conversation Bob Schieffer had with Newt Gingrich.
I learned my lesson about counting you out in this campaign. I think I declared you dead about twice, and both times you came back alive and were still in there. But right now, it looks to me like it's going to be very difficult for you. I mean, Sheldon Adelson, who gave you $10 million or gave your super PAC $10 million, said the other day he thinks you've reached the end of the line. I mean, where do you go from here?
Well, I think we keep campaigning, and Governor Romney says he has to earn the $1,144. We're not going to concede it to him. You know, Kansas last night set the second record for coming from behind. They were down 9 points at the half. That is the second biggest margin to come back from in the final four series. So I'm going to take Kansas as a model. St. Louis last year was 10 and a half games out with 28 games to go, and as an Atlanta Braves fan, that was a very painful lesson. If Governor Romney gets to 1144, not counting, by the way, disputed delegates in Arizona, Florida, and Idaho. But if he gets to 1144, he'll be the nominee.
Will you then endorse him?
Absolutely.
At that
I'll do everything I can to help elect him. If Rick Santorum becomes the nominee, I'll help him. And I believe both of them would tell you, if I became the nominee, they'd help me. We are all committed to defeating Barack Obama. We think his reelection will be a disaster for the country.
Having said that, this has been a very personal and a very tough campaign. You yourself have said some hard and harsh things. I mean, one of the most arresting moments in this campaign came when you were on the CBS morning show with Norah O'Donnell and I. And let me just show you what you said. You'll remember.
Are you calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Yes.
You're calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Well, you seem shocked by it. Yes. I mean,
why are you saying he's a liar?
Because this is a man whose staff created the PAC. His millionaire friends fund the PAC. He pretends he has nothing to do with the PAC. It's baloney. He's not telling the American people the truth. It's just like his pretense that he's a conservative.
So how do you do that, Mr. Speaker? You call someone a liar, and then you say, oh, yeah, I can endorse him.
Because there's an alternative. And you didn't say to me, in an ideal world, is Mitt Romney the person I'd like to have as president, first of all. That person's Newt Gingrich. But second, and it's a realistic thing, Barack Obama, in my judgment, not just as a partisan, I believe he is so radical, and I believe his policies are so dangerous to the United States, that I am determined to do everything I can to help defeat Barack Obama. And there's no question in my mind that Mitt Romney would be a dramatically better president, as would Rick Santorum, than Barack Obama in terms of the values I hold dear. So it comes down to a question, if you end up with those as your two choices, I would do everything I could to defeat Barack Obama.
Everything you could to defeat Barack Obama. Is that how most of you who are Republicans feel? The moderates, the people that are in the middle, that might go either way. Are there more of you who swing toward the right this year? Maybe you swung to the left 4 years ago because Obama made a good pitch, great salesman, but couldn't deliver. And that's what frosts most people, right? 800-510-8255. Moving on, your calls up next here on the Countdown.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way, but I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain, so I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, examining the pretenders, contenders, intenders, and how that all is changing. We'll spend some time before the hour is up talking it's very interesting what people are thinking about the Supreme Court hearings last week on Obamacare, of all little stuff. Meanwhile, though, Rick Santorum, disappointing finishes, but he wants to move on. Let's take some callers. Here's Jenny in Arizona with thoughts on Rick Santorum.
Just listening to Santorum made me sick to my stomach. This is a man that wants to defeat Obama. He's destroying the Republican Party. He goes up there and says his little spigots of things. He can't be elected. And he keeps saying the middle and the other people are going to come in. Who? This guy's nuts. I want Mitt Romney. And, I mean, Mitt Romney gets beat up every day from the media. He gets beat up every day from Santorum or Gingrich, and he's still standing. And Santorum whines all the time. Well, Romney has money. Well, Mr. Santorum, that's what you do. You go raise money like President Obama's doing, and you run for election.
All right, there's some strong thoughts and words. Jerry, listening on WAYY in Eau Claire. Go ahead, Jerry.
Doug, you just wanted an independent and how we feel about this election and Obama.
Yes.
And I think you made some statement that Obama, are we disappointed that he didn't deliver? I guess I'm disappointed because he did deliver. He said exactly what he was going to do, open change, and he's in the change and transforming this country and a lot of the things that he's done over the last four or 3.5 years.
So would you vote? Who would you vote for if the election were today?
Anybody but.
Anybody
Obama.
But. All right, got it. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Shirley in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, ma'am.
I am for Rick Santorum 110% because the man walks his talk and talks his walk. He doesn't get off on all these, wherever he is, the people like this or he likes that. Over here, he's something different. Mitt Romney cannot win this race against Obama because of his health care in Massachusetts. They used his health care as a guideline to put the Obamacare into place. And I don't understand why people can't get this together. What's wrong with the Republican Party? There's something wrong with these people because Mitt Romney cannot win this battle. We need Rick Santorum, who is a very conservative Christian man that can win the race, and we need to get him as our nominee.
Man, how'd you like to go home to her every night? Here's Rich in New York.
Santorum is doing a very, very, you know, harming the Republican Party. That he is making statements that are so out of line as a Republican, and he considered himself as a Reagan Republican, not to speak ill about other Republicans, and he is doing the worst, especially with his last advertisement or ad that he had a couple of days ago.
All right, sir, thank you. We have a focus on insurance and health care, as we still want to talk apparently about Supreme Court hearings last week.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Pretty interesting here as an overviewer, overseer of things that are being teased by radio stations and then discussed by hosts and callers and guests. The Supreme Court thing last week, I was there for a day broadcasting across the street when the hearings began. It's one of those great lessons as you look around and see who actually comes out to be heard on things like this. Pretty, I'd say it was a well-rounded group. But when it was all over, people started asking a lot of questions. They asked a lot of questions for the 3 days, and now that the hearings are over, people are asking what will happen. The justices have to decide how they will rule. They consider the arguments that they heard last week, and there were other arguments that you didn't hear submitted in writing from various people who have corners they're invited to discuss. It's pretty intricate and involved process. So 800-510-8255, open now, gives you a chance to express yourself. There's some of the same old on health care, and then there is some people who are actually looking at what the Supreme Court did and what may be the outcome. For example, here's John, a Pennsylvanian, with his point of view on the current situation, the so-called Obamacare bill.
I don't know if you saw the George Will column this morning in the Patriot News. He raises a point in that column that I think is beyond everything that we're currently talking about, and that is that no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You cannot coerce anybody into a contract. And what the law amounts to is coercion in two directions. One, as far as the individual mandate, but also requiring that insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions. That is also a violation of contract law.
Huh, interesting spin on that. 800-510-8255. People ask, when will the Supreme Court decide? They can issue a ruling anytime they want to, but a decision is likely to come in June before they adjourn for the summer. They don't do anything from around the 4th of July until after Labor Day. Why is that? It's like school being in session. Why are they gone for 2 months is a good question, right? 800-510-8255. Here's Don in Indiana with his concerns.
I'm bitterly opposed to this. We retired and been retired some time, and our former employer supplied, and we're on Medicare, but supplied us with a supplemental insurance policy to help cover some of the overruns that's not paid. If I am forced to pay this amount of dollar to buy an insurance policy through the government, well, I can see my company that I left and retired from probably dropping my supplemental insurance, and that's going to happen all over the country.
Now, you can hear in people's voices the strain, and some of this is a focus on the Supreme Court hearings. Some of it's on the insurance. It's very interesting to hear what people are thinking. Question about what the court will do, that is, what might the options be? They could uphold a law. They could overturn it. They could strike some provisions while leaving others in place, or rule that a decision has to wait until the law takes full effect. What would you think if that were the case? 800-510-8255. Ann in California, welcome to the countdown.
I had a few things here to say. First of all, on the penalty, where people will get confused thinking it's tax, it's only because it's being processed through the IRS. It has nothing to do with your taxes. This is just a penalty where they just collect the money, just like they do for back child support payments, your school fees, things like that. They take it away from your refund.
Questions on the Supreme Court hearings last week. If the court overturns the entire law, what happens to people with pre-existing conditions? The law set up a temporary high-risk pool to cover these people until 2014, when insurers will be barred from discriminating against you. Most of these pools are run by states. If the law were overturned, states could maintain the pools. Fred in Maryland, finish this off, will you?
Justice Scalia, there was talk about him being objective and ruled against the marijuana woman in the case, I think it was in California. So my question is, I don't hear much discussion about the liberal judges about their objectivity. Are they so political that we can only expect them to always vote for President Obama's position?
Interesting question. We'll leave it there for now. Good conversation this hour. Thank you. I'm